Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast. This is Tuesday, November 7th, 2006. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's our joy to share this message with you. We will say that throughout the message you may hear some noises in the background. We are watching our neighbor's little children. Our Amish neighbors drove up this morning about 7 o'clock with their horse and buggy and dropped off their two toddlers for us to watch while they're at a wedding. It's our custom before we begin these messages to pray together, Brooksine and I. And as we did so today, Sadie was on Brooksine's lap and I said amen and Sadie said amen. I don't know if I can get her to say anything into the microphone or not. We won't try. But if she happens to make some noise in the background or the little guy, Moses, that's also playing, well, you'll know why. Today's is a serious message, though. It's titled, Men Like Daniel. And we use, of course, not surprisingly, two verses from Daniel's prophetical book. Daniel chapter 1, verse 8, and Daniel chapter 6, verse 4.
But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself. At this, the administrators and the satraps tried to find grounds for charges against Daniel in his conduct of government affairs, but they were unable to do so. They could find no corruption in him because he was trustworthy and neither corrupt nor negligent.
Andy is a friend in New England who runs his own website design business, developing websites for both secular companies and churches. He began work on a large, multi-thousand-dollar secular account when he encountered a problem. He noted that the site would contain material that he had determined in the formation of his business he would not work on.
He declined the job and wrote back to the client these words. Several years ago, I accepted Jesus Christ into my heart, and as a Christian, have determined to live by the principles set forth in the Bible. I determined when I started my web design business that I would continue to follow the scriptures in my business dealings, and my company would abide by them no matter what the financial impact it may be. One of the policies I established is, Webs by Andy will not build or consult on websites that contain or will contain material of an adult-only nature, language of a morally questionable nature, profanity, or other morally offensive content. Andy had clearly drawn his line in the sand, and he stood by it.
Well, our daily text records two events in the life of Daniel, with some 60 years separating them. The first describes Daniel as a young man separated from his family after being taken captive into Babylon. He made a purposeful resolution to stay true to his faith. I've always drawn strength and encouragement from this verse and consider the unseen influence of his parents and other godly leaders when he was young in equipping him for such a decision.
The second describes Daniel as an old man, still faithfully serving God, and known even among his most ardent critics for his integrity. Here we find him late in his career serving in government office during the reign of Darius, who happened to be the third world emperor he served under. His righteousness and Darius's intention to further promote him prompted jealousy in the other leaders. They looked for a basis to make charges but were unable to find any. What a powerful testimony he had. The scripture says they could find no corruption in him because he was trustworthy and neither corrupt nor negligent.
What a steadfast man Daniel was. Every generation needs men and women like him. Surely, we need such strong, unwavering followers of Jesus Christ today. The specific sources of temptation may vary. But we all need to, quote, purpose in our heart that we will stay faithful to God and His truth. Like Daniel, we need to be trustworthy. How do people view our character? Are we trustworthy?
Let's pray together. Father, I thank you for the Daniels of our day. Many of us grew up with fathers and mothers who not only taught us right from wrong, but modeled it daily in their relations with family and others. So many today are growing up without biblical models or scriptural instruction, which has brought about much confusion about what is right and wrong, true or false. The power of your inspired holy word reveals absolute truth, and it is taught often by examples of people such as Daniel. He didn't allow his fear, pride, or earthly ambitions to compromise his integrity. Even as Daniel stood the test while continually overcoming the tempter, I pray that you, Father, would help us to prove our loyalty to you when faced with daily temptations, especially those that are subtle. You will help us to get beyond knowing right from wrong in theory only, as you help us to carry it out in response to sinful temptation. May our temptation to do good always exceed our temptation to do evil. Amen.
Amen. It's a joy to share with you today. We're not going to prolong the podcast. We're having two children, and you might have heard them in the background here today. A little bit more noise than we like to have in our podcast. We tried to entertain them by giving them each a piece of paper and asking them to draw on it. But Sadie was pretty tempted all through the podcast to grab the microphone, and we managed to keep her hand off of it. Well, it is a joy to share with you. There are a number of additional resources on the website today. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. And if you're on the site the 7th of November, it will be right there on the main page on the website. If not, just go back in the archives, or many of you are prompted to listen to this podcast from the email version as well. I do have a song up on the website today that I have a framed copy of on my desk. It's an old hymn that's out of copyright, not really very popular, but I'm intrigued by the words. It's titled More Men Like Daniel. Also have several photos up on the site today and some reflections thus far of our day watching little Moses and Sadie Ruth. Have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful to Christ. Amen.